Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael here with you in the Kia Studios. We'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in 20 minutes. But nice enough to be joined this morning. I mean, this is the story of the day, obviously, is what happened last night in the lottery. A treat to be able to talk about it with the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks who joins us here. Travis Schlenk, how are you this morning?
I'm well, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're doing well. Obviously, we've been reacting to what happened last night, and we've played some of your commentary from last night as well. And I want to start just by asking about the system in general. You mentioned how maybe the odds didn't exactly work in your favor. How do you feel about the lottery system as it's currently constructed? This is the first year being the way that it is.
Well, I think the NBA accomplished what it set out to do. You know, they obviously flattened out the odds to put teams in a situation where, you know, maybe intentionally trying to lose games wasn't the best thing for them to do. And I think we saw that. Obviously, we're not excited about, you know, falling back three spots from 5 to 8. But, you know, we went into the season kind of when we made the trade last year during the draft to give ourselves two lottery picks, two picks in the top 10, and, you know, we got that, so we're excited about it. But I think the system in general, you know, accomplished what the league set out to do.
Hey, Trey, this is your third draft. You nailed it with John Collins, of course, with the trade, and Kevin Herter, and now Omari Spell. Now you got these two high first-round picks, and you're going to add two more young guys to this roster. What are you looking for as far as personality, position-wise, when you look at these two picks?
Well, position, you know, we're wide open. You know, we're still in a stage, you know, we're in our development stage where we're going to take the best talent we can. But I think, you know, you brought up a good point with personality or character. You know, we've been in the market since the day I got here bringing in high character individuals, and that's going to win out on a tie on talent. We're going to put a priority on character, and how we think they're going to blend in our locker room. You know, so that's something over the next 3 days here in Chicago, we start conducting all these player interviews. That's going to be a big part of this process.
General Manager Travis Schlenk joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline the morning after the NBA draft lottery last night. Two top 10 picks for the Hawks, number 8 and number 10. Does having two top 10 picks give you maybe a little bit more freedom to be, I don't want to say risky, because you'll never be risky, but to maybe take a chance on a guy that you wouldn't have otherwise drafted in the top 10 because you have two picks in the top 10?
I don't think that we're in a situation where we can, quote-unquote, be risky. You know, we're going to pick guys we think that fit our style. Obviously, we're going to take the guys we think are most talented. But, you know, we're still trying to amass as much talent as we can. I think what it does give us to do, or the opportunity to do, is to look at all the options available, whether it be to try to package. You know, we have five picks in this draft, and you know, they're all in the top 44 of the draft. So, you know, we like all our picks. But, you know, maybe we look to package, you know, some of those picks to move up in this area of the draft. Or maybe we like last year. Maybe we, you know, see that there's a guy we like that maybe we can slide back from one of those spots and still get them and be able to add more future assets. So anytime you have five picks, it just gives you a bunch of optionality.
Do you wait for teams to offer you them knowing that you have so many picks, or does this put you in an offensive position where maybe you're the one picking up the phone and making calls and making offers?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's only 29 other teams out there, so we're in constant communication with all those teams. You know, we make it pretty clear to all the teams that we're open to all sorts of different scenarios. Like I said, whether it's up, moving back, whether it's, you know, just standing pat. But, you know, they know that we're open, and if there's a spot in the draft that we like, you know, we'll explore trying to get there.
General Manager Travis Schlenk joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, again reacting to the NBA draft lottery last night. Travis, as you can imagine, obviously there was a lot of hope and enthusiasm with the 10.5% chance of getting number one and the name that's attached to that pick. And so, you know, people may be a little disappointed this morning that that didn't happen. What was your immediate reaction? Because it happened so fast, right? They announced the 10th pick, and it was coming from Dallas, and then the 8th pick was just a couple seconds after that. While that was all going on, what was your immediate reaction when you found out that it was going to be 8 and 10?
Well, in the show, I don't know how it played out on TV, but when they said the Atlanta Hawks was the 10th pick, I got nervous that all of a sudden we had fallen from 5 to 10. I'm like, how could that happen?
Oh, right,
like,
yeah. Right. Me too. Me too.
Because they didn't really make it clear. They just said with the 10th pick, the Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
Like, what? What happened? So there was that quick moment where I was doing math in my head, and I'm not the smartest student in the world, so I was trying to figure that out. And then, you know, 8 came real quick, and, you know, like I said, it's what the league wanted. They wanted to flatten it out. But, you know, the going from 5 to 8 was actually the third worst odds we had in the whole thing. You know, there was the best odds we had was to go to 7. So, but 8 was kind of surprising. You know, moving backwards wasn't as surprising. Obviously, we were hoping we'd get to move up, but it didn't happen. But, you know, we're happy at 8. We feel like, obviously, this is a deep draft. I think everyone knows that there was a guy in this draft that a lot of people think is going to be transformational, and, you know, we're excited to have a 10% chance to get that pick, but it didn't happen. But we like where we are. We obviously were excited about having two opportunities in the top 10. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.